When was the last time you felt the scalp of a woman? Run your fingers through her hair, twisted her natural locks through your fingers, or walked your fingers through the rows of braids, just like walking through the fields of corn? When did you see the true beauty of your African woman? Or saw a flawless dark skin? Or kissed her natural plump lips? From the days of slavery, black women were told, you gotta have hair like Massa. Don't want no nappy-haired, black as sin girl in the house. The beautiful black women were kept on the cotton fields, while those that had lighter skin, the product of the slave masters, were kept as house slaves. If your hair was long and straight, without a natural crinkle, it was your bonus, a passport to heaven, a ticket to the illusion of freedom. Now, I hardly see an original black woman. They all seem to have become Chinese, Brazilian, Indian, and European, flicking about hair that is not their own, that may be from a horse, a yak, or a plastic factory, afraid to show their natural beauty, afraid because their men have been conditioned to think that a perfect woman has straight hair and fair skin, afraid because their sisters would laugh and tease them for their tight curls. Wake up. Have you ever really looked at the beauty of a black woman? All natural and dark, the way her teeth and eyes sparkled in contrast to her skin. The way her hair feels soft like the ears of corn, or woolly like that of a newborn lamb, twisting and curling itself through your fingers, true feelings exploding through the shaft of natural hair. Men, treat your natural woman with respect. Women, rise up for the natural woman who dared, for her inner strength, her inner pride, have made her able to go against the norm, to show her true self, the way God made her, perfect, a beautiful black woman.